Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here's a statistic that might seem unbelievable today, especially here in the hub of the medical world. A black baby born in Boston today is four times more likely than her white nursery mate to die before the first birthday. We'll speak with the Boston Public Health Commission about this disturbing fact in a few minutes. But first, we bring you a story that puts the statistic into a very personal context.
My name is Neralis De Jesus. I'm 23 years old, and I live in Dorchester.
Neralis De Jesus lost a six-month-old son, Dion, 3 years ago. Now she has a seven-month-old baby girl. WBUR's Martha Biebinger tells us what went wrong with Dion and what Neralis is doing to make sure the daughter she named Deanna thrives.
Let's go back to the spring of 2007. Neralis De Jesus has a two-year-old. She gets pregnant, her boyfriend goes to jail, and she becomes a homeless teenager looking for help from the state.
They put me in the shelter in Brockton, then the shelter in Lynn, then back to Brockton. These are all emergency rooms, so you're only allowed to stay there for 2 weeks.
Neralis missed most of her prenatal visits at a community health center in Boston while she was bouncing from one shelter to the next.
They never found out that I had high blood pressure, so with everything that happened, it was kind of a surprise.
The surprise starts on a steamy Friday morning in August. Neralis is worried about seeing the abusive boyfriend who's out of jail, and she's in a rush to get to work. But the shelter manager says she has to finish chores her roommate left undone.
I just remember going downstairs and telling them I'm not doing those chores. They weren't mine and I need to leave. I ran to the bathroom and big blood clots were coming out. They said that my blood pressure got so high it made the placenta erupt. Sometimes when too much is thrown on you, you explode.
Neralis has an emergency C-section almost 4 months early. Doctors say they aren't sure her one-pound baby boy will survive. He does in intensive care. In November, Neralis unites her small family at another shelter. But she soon moves again, this time to a motel in Dedham with intermittent heat. Neralis calls ambulances several times when the baby has trouble breathing.
He was so used to being in a little incubator where it's warm and for us to be moving everywhere, I know that was too much.
In January, Neralis gets a temporary public apartment with almost everything she needs, but no cribs. She keeps the baby and the toddler in her bed.
I remember going to sleep. I gave him his bottle. I burped him. And he was fine. I woke up that morning. I gave him a kiss, and he didn't move or anything. He felt cold. It's a hard thing to go through, especially when you're only 19.
In the emergency room, doctors tell Neralis that six-month-old Dion was a victim of sudden infant death syndrome. These words haunt Neralis as she cares for a baby girl she names Deanna.
I would wake her up in the middle of the night just to make sure that she was breathing. Like if she was still for too long, I would shake her.
Neralis takes Deanna to the doctor once a week, even though the baby was born full term after regular, normal prenatal visits. The family has a stable home in a Section 8 apartment. Neralis ended the abusive relationship soon after getting pregnant with Deanna and is now in a relationship with a woman who plans to adopt the two children. Neralis is back in college, aiming for law school, and has a job offering samples at grocery stores. But despite all these positive changes, Neralis is fighting a deep postpartum depression that set in after Deanna's birth.
I didn't want to be around her. I didn't want to get closer. I kept thinking, well, why get close to her if she's going to die anyways?
Neralis checked into a hospital. Now she's in therapy and is taking medication for depression, anxiety, and to help her sleep. Neralis is finally enjoying her baby.
See, she's always happy.
And Deanna has passed the six-month point when her brother died.
And I know it seems silly, like, okay, so what if she passes away at 7 months or 8 months? Because it's always within the first year that they're at risk. But I'm like, my son didn't make it to 6 months. And she's alive.